Can certain spiders really fly? The answer is next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
Spider silk begins as a liquid protein that is made by silk glands on the spider's abdomen. Spiders make many different kinds of silk for different uses. As the liquid silk is forced through the spider's spinnerets, it begins to dry. The spinnerets pull and stretch the silk, creating just the right kind of silk for the spider's use. Though the result seems thin and weak to us, ounce for ounce, spider silk is stronger than steel. Web-building spiders make two types of silk for their traps. The basic structure of the web is made of strong, non-sticky silk. Then the spider adds a sticky elastic silk to trap its prey. Some webs are irregular, others are flat and sheet-like, while still others are shaped like funnels. However, spiders also have many other ways in which they use their silk. The ogre-faced spider makes a net that is thrown around its intended victim. The European water spider builds its web underwater. It stores its air supply in the web. The lasso spider twirls a single strand of silk over its head. A tiny drop of sticky silk at the end of the lasso captures its prey when the lasso is thrown. Probably the most creative use of silk is by the young of some species. When they hatch, they produce long loops of silk that catch the wind and send them floating off to new places. The spider's skill in producing and using silk had to come from someone wiser and more clever than the spider. Clearly, the spider has been well equipped and instructed by its creator.
To receive a free copy of our newly released resource catalog stuffed with creation products, articles, tracks, puzzles, and more, call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE.